Part two, where was I? So how are you going to price, how are you going to price your services in your own clout, right? Well, you have a Bitcoin price, and that's your starting point, right? Which you would have regardless of any of this. And then, you know, assuming a zero market value, it's really just that price less the transaction fee in your clout, right? Because they have to pay a fee to move it, to pay you with it. As opposed to if they mine it themselves, they don't have to pay anything. And so you see how this works, right? There's three ways, essentially, you can be accepting payment. With good old Bitcoin, as you always could. With a freshly issued cloud transaction, which they don't have to pay anything for. Bitcoin has a transaction fee. Or by getting a cloud token, which is just an input once it's sent, right? From someone else, okay? And so that's what determines, let's call it the market value, the someone else's, okay? If I've mined your sexy sweet clout, what's gonna get me to pay the Litecoin transaction fee to move it to someone else? And that's the first market rate of it, right? Someone's willing to pay me more than the transaction fee of a Litecoin for my clout, the difference is obviously the market rate. So, as a cloud issuer, do you agree with that market rate? Is the first question. And how many people have been mining your blocks? What do you want to incentivize? Have they been making your blocks redundant enough? So, how are you going to price things? So as I was saying, let's put our decentralized central banker entrepreneurial hats back on. And let's give some examples. Let's say I just mined BTC Joe's sweet sexy clout, and someone's actually willing to pay me a dollar more than a Litecoin transaction fee for it. So we have a dollar per coin of market value. Now you know me, BTC Joe, cocky motherfucker. So maybe, you know, I think I'm going to be a well-off person in this world of coming degradation of money. And so I think that's bullshit and I want to incentivize a higher market value. That's what I think. So let's say I have some service I'm going to offer, whether it's teaching you how to use the TSN or, you know, charting lessons or whatever it is. And let's give a nice round number for a price, you know, $50 for something, or $50 a month. It doesn't matter. The numbers will matter. Let's just use $50. So I can accept Bitcoin. That's going to be whatever $50 worth of Bitcoin is, 0.00, whatever it is, right? That's just a rate. Okay, let's give a Bitcoin value, right? Let's assume $10,000 per Bitcoin, which is nothing, but that's close to what it is now, and it's easy for math. So math tricks, right? 0.1 is $1,000, 0.01 is $100. So 0.005 is $50, right? Or 0.005 if you're a fucking douchebag, right? So my price for this hypothetical service or good or product is 0.005 Bitcoin. That's my Bitcoin price. So I guess if I believe the market value is right, then easy peasy, I'm charging my 0.05 Bitcoin. And then I'm charging the equivalent value in clout, assuming the $1 market rate. So $1 market rate per input is 50 inputs, right? 50 of my cloud coins. It does get a bit more complex because the more inputs, the more of a transaction fee, but all assuming the transaction fee, right? So take that out of the, factor that into the equation. And so what the point I'm getting at here is, if you do think it's right, then you charge those 50 cloud coins, right? Now, if you think your cloud is undervalued, of course, you could always change the rate, and you could always charge it as if your cloud was however much more you think it is than the market rate. Now, of course, people are always free to say fuck that and just pay in Bitcoin. Or maybe the person who's paying agrees with you and they think it's worth more than the current likely illiquid market is valuing it at. So what can they do? Well, they can bid up the market anywhere in between the difference, which pushes the price closer to where it should be. Or, see what happens here? They could just fucking mine. And that's how you incentivize mining, by how you price, right? So if they agree, they could just start mining your blocks. And the more they mine your blocks, the more redundant they become and the more supply is issued. So these are just completely loose, wild numbers that may have nothing to do with reality, but they do illustrate the potential dynamics that may exist in this type of system. And you can imagine that it's incredibly small space to store your blocks, especially with zero difficulty at first. And so you could imagine that the best way to get someone's cloud would just be to mine it at first, and it incentivizes people to join the network. Now let's talk about a different dynamic in terms of what it's worth, right? Which is kind of silly, but how do you get your own clout, right? As the issuer? Well, people are paying you in your clout. And so there's that aspect. Now, it takes a while to get all of your clout out there. And maybe you're following this, like, this is just a standard with this 6.3 million coins or issuance transactions. But what's to stop you? Just thinking outside of the box, and now we're getting real crazy, from just publicly accepting, instead of to yourself, to a burn transaction. So what are you really saying? So essentially, forgetting about the pricing aspect of things, maybe you want to sort of light a match to get things going and get more people mining your clout and valuing your clout and so forth. And you want to play the central banker, right? So if you're accepting your clout to a public Litecoin burn address, right? And this is like kind of wild, but you're saying like you're extinguishing part of that 6.3 million supply every time people are paying you. So the more people pay you, the less supply is in existence. So what would that do to the value, and what would that do to the incentives of mining your clout if you were to just do this? And maybe you say like, well, I'm going to do this indefinitely until it gets some sort of a value, right? So, you know, like maybe I'm just wrong about having 6.3 million. Well, that'd be the way to tell. If there's just too much of it, then by doing this, you know, everyone starts at that. But if certain people wanted to try doing that, then eventually you get to a point where it does have some non-zero value over the transaction fee. And then maybe you stop because you want to stop burning fucking money. But that's a really interesting dynamic. Now, let's get real wild, right? And let's be very clear. I'm just talking about what's possible. Certainly would never do this or encourage people to do this, but think about the stock market, right? And all those buybacks, huh? So, let's think about that. What if you had some well-off, you know, early Bitcoin adapters or just well-off people who are using this thing and they want to start doing some stock buybacks, right? And so that's kind of like the assets part of their balance sheet. If like if you have all this money, you're a billionaire, you have all this Bitcoin or whatever it is, maybe you want to do some stock buybacks, not under your own name or under your own name, not encouraged or anything. You know, morally, what's the difference between the stock market? Morally is a different question. But imagine people start doing that, okay? And then it's like, well, this guy is an early Bitcoin billionaire, and he's about to open up his account, and everyone else has been doing stock buybacks. So it's like, well, I know he has all those assets, so, you know, maybe his clout gets a value quicker because everyone else is doing that. But that's just a wild scenario. So, gonna wrap it up soon. This could be something huge, potentially. Need to think about it more, as always. Certainly making lots of progress. I need to look more into transaction costs, because this idea literally just came to me, so I gotta research how much Litecoin transaction fees are on average, and in low cycles, and in high cycles, and how much is marginal. You know, the transaction itself is just one input, and as it's moved, is there marginal inputs added to that? You know, I got to think about it more, which could potentially make it more expensive, but nonetheless, you have the basic concept here, so I'm going to think about it more, and we'll see. Be back soon. Peace.